Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday, Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We'll be here till 2. We'd love to see you. Come by and say hi. We're friendly. Handshakes. Fist bumps if you want.
Yeah, man.
Just saw Barack Obama on TV at the golf event. Did a fist bump with the explosion afterwards. Very bro-y from the former president.
Very bro-y.
We'll take it, though. Lily likes to do that one.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, you get a fist pound from Lily, there's a pretty good chance she's going to hit you with a poof. Afterwards,
really?
And maybe even like the fireworks kind of slow flutter to the ground. One of these guys, and then it flutters down like that.
You've been hanging around teeth a lot.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
You know,
she's awesome.
She's cool.
She's freaking cool.
She's cool. She's cool kid.
She's cool as hell, man. But yeah, happy hour. We just got one. I got detail, extreme detail, and I mean, what he got over here? He knocked off a liquor store.
Nobody has more airplane bottles than this guy.
And he got the High Life. He mixing the High Life with Mick Ultra.
Yeah.
All right.
For maybe the High Life's for him and maybe the Mick Ultra's for somebody's trying to stay, you know, that's the fitness beer.
Yes,
you know?
It is. Yes. Believe me. I was on those things smashing like, okay, I got to get something a little bit potent.
That's when you lost all the weight with on the Mick Ultra's?
No. Oh. I said switch up because I was running through them. And then I went to the bush. Now it don't have the same. It has a much worse after effect than the Mick Ultra. It has the same amount of calories.
Oh, it does.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So Bush Light's for the mountain man that wants to lose a little weight.
Mountain man that wants to lose weight. All right. That's exactly what it
okay.
is. Okay. Yeah, dog.
There you go.
But I lost my thought. Oh yeah, Von Miller, dude. Von was balling last night.
Yes.
Von Miller looked really, really good last night,
little spin move action.
Yeah, man. He looked like the old Von.
Yeah, that obviously he's got that.
Yeah, man.
Get low and get around the edge.
Yeah, I was like, you're trying – I want to say take positive away from it. But, I mean, Cookie looked good. And I think Von Miller was just – he looked like he was on his way back.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, obviously the conversation coming out of the game last night is about Tua again, like it has been in years past. I know you and I spent the majority of What's Trending talking about that. And, you know, no one wants to make light of it or anything. It's just, you know, there's only so much you can say.
Right.
It's all kind of, unfortunately, with Tua, it's all kind of been said. Like the last time he had this devastating of a concussion on national TV, it was really scary, and everyone reacted the way that they reacted.
But the thing about it, Bonk, is that, and I don't hate saying pushback. It's just like when former players and players saying that he needs – well, he's had too many concussions. Well, how many have you had?
Right, that's the thing.
You know what I mean? I understand you saw it on TV and everything like that, but they said he's had three documents. I know he's had plenty
more than – He's definitely had more than three.
But how many have you had?
Right.
Did anybody tell you, do the right thing and walk away? No, I'm pretty sure, just like I said, to use the example earlier of my own personal experiences with me being in the head pounding and everything, and Donna's looking at me like, what the hell is wrong with you? That's probably what it was, after effects of playing football and getting your head rattled. But I wasn't going to walk. I can't tell him he needed to walk away because he had too many. How many of you had that you didn't say nothing about anything? So I don't like that saying – former player saying, you need to do the right thing. That's not – no, don't do that, because Joe asked – just because we didn't see yours like his don't mean that, you know, that you didn't have one. Because there's different severities. I get all that. But I think a lot of it goes back to because you saw it. I mean, standalone games, there's nobody watching. Millions of people watching, and they're watching this young man go down and go in this position, this posture that scares the hell out of you.
Right. I think that's – I mean, I don't know. It's all of it. It all plays into it. But it's the way it looks.
Yes.
Oh, with him after.
Yes.
I mean, there's a couple of examples that you can always sort of point to. Him last night, the time before, where, I mean, he just, you know.
But, the
Keekly one that you brought up earlier is always one that everybody remembers. There's probably concussions every single Sunday and every single game. There probably are. But there's not that many moments of just like, dang, look at that.
Exactly.
That's sad kind of thing. And he's had a few of them. And, again, I don't know if that means the concussion long term is worse than one that didn't have that.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor, and I don't even know if they know that, really. I don't know if that's something that they know. But do the right thing is this. Listen to the doctors.
Yes.
Talk to your family.
Yes.
Do what you think is best for you.
Yep.
I mean, no offense to whoever's on TV or the radio or whatever talking about it today. Everyone's opinion is fine.
Yep.
As long as you're not telling him what to do.
Yes.
Like, it's up to him, ultimately, to do that and his family. And look, if he decides to walk away, that sucks, man.
Yeah, it does.
That's really unfortunate, because that's a really talented football player that has a lot of good football ahead of him physically outside of the concussion stuff. But if that's it, I mean, that's brutal. That's a brutal way for that to end. Like, certainly an unfulfilled football career for a guy that had a lot of great games left in him, for sure. So I don't know. Anyway, we kind of said what we said about that. We'll talk a little bit more about the game itself coming up right now in an NFL No Huddle.
Sick.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We will start there last night with non-Tua-related storylines. Buffalo beat the hell out of Miami again. They did it in Miami, and this guy right here, former Georgia Bulldog, had a big night.
Here's the snap. Handoff goes to Cook, and a work through the middle, through a hole, and into the secondary. 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Flips into the end zone for the touchdown. 49 yards
Cook.
For James Cook. His third touchdown of the game.
Stop flipping in the damn end zone, Cookie.
If I could flip and score a touchdown, I definitely would. I would do the Tyreek Hill thing if I could.
Yeah, but
full
he don't,
flip and like
he
on
was,
your feet.
He was outstanding last night. Three touchdowns. The first touchdown, the play design Joe Brady made was just freaking outstanding, with the little slide pass underneath, with all the motions and bells and whistles and everything on fourth down. Thought that was great. Buffalo is, I mean, I know, you know, they're still not in sync in the passing game, as far as, because Keon Coleman didn't get, a target to the fourth quarter.
Right.
Josh Allen, you see the hand. It's something wrong with it, you know. But he was good. He was good enough. I just think this Buffalo defense, I mean, with these edge rushes, Rousseau going with these boys, and then but they lost another player. They lost their best nickel, and then they lost I think their number two corner last night. So they're having some issues right there in the secondary as far as Buffalo. But I mean, when they figure out this pass game and get the rhythm down, Buffalo gonna be a problem.
Yeah, no,
Buffalo gonna be a problem.
Buffalo, you know, sometimes you kind of have to see it before you know, just with everything they've lost the last couple of years. But I mean, they still have Josh Allen. That's always a window open situation, as we always say with a quarterback like that. He's playing great, even with that broken hand. Dude, Ed Oliver is an absolute monster. Von Miller looks fantastic. Yes. Like you said, A.J. Epinesa, Greg Rousseau, they got a lot of dudes on that D-line. Good quarterback play, good run game, good play calling from Joe Brady, who's kind of back in the conversation again after he had sort of faded away for a minute.
We remember, where's Joe Brady at?
And then a team that can stop the run and get to the quarterback like that? I don't know. Buffalo's 2-0, off to a really nice start. Not really knowing what this year was going to be, what the offseason was.
Right.
Really nice start to the season for them. Meanwhile, the Dolphins are 1-1. Kind of snuck that win in week one against Jacksonville, and now Tua's going to be out for who knows how long.
Right.
I don't know what this season now becomes.
I don't know the relationship with him and the organization. Does Ryan Tannehill,
they have to do something.
They got to do something.
Right?
Yes. They got to do something. They got to do something at that quarterback.
I started
position.
Racking my brain as far as what's an option. I mean, like, Flacco's a backup where in Indy or something like that. I don't know where he is, but he's out there, and he had some good games last year for Cleveland.
Yeah, they got to do something. Who's that?
Skylar Thompson.
Skylar Thompson. And Skylar knows the system and those things, but I mean, they had Mike White, and they released him, and they elected to have Skylar be the backup. So do they go out and try to find a veteran quarterback? Because I said this earlier, if I was a Dolphins, I put him on IR. So at least four games where you don't have to ask the question, is he coming back this week? Is he coming back this week? Is he coming back that week?
Trade for Jameis?
Why not?
Sign me up. All the Browns need Jameis.
Yeah, they probably do.
Jameis is about to be the starter in Cleveland in like a week.
Yeah.
All right, some of the other big games. We'll get back into these that we don't get into in the 1 o'clock hour as well. But Saints-Cowboys, it's going to be a fun one. 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Both teams 1-0. Find out how real that Saints 47 points against the Panthers was. And Cowboys got the win in week one as well, but that's a fun one there in Dallas.
I think that, you know, we talked yesterday, the Saints got the new OC, Kubiak's son is the new OC. I ain't seen Derek Carr look that good in a while throwing the football.
Yeah, sure.
But again, could it be the Carolina effect? Yes, that's a possibility, but I thought he looked really good. Thought Kamara looked good. The thing with Dallas is, you know, it's another week of CeeDee Lamb getting more and more in game shape because, he played so well for a dude that, you know, missed all the training camp and everything like that. How much more can they incorporate him? And what's their plan for Micah Parsons? What's your plan for Micah Parsons? Because that dude
double him.
Is a absolute – but that was the thing. They had him double, and he just kept going down the line and just, like, found a gap and exploded through the damn gap, man. This dude is so much fun to watch play football, man, because he just plays with the spirit and a competitiveness that you just don't see a lot in these players, man. But Dallas is at home. If it was in New Orleans, I'd take New Orleans.
Dallas favored by 6.
I know.
Yeah, so they get the 3-point home bump plus 3 more. Yeah. I don't know. We'll make our picks today at 12:42, by the way. Buccaneers at the Lions in Detroit. Both those teams are 1-0 as well. Kind of same thing for the Bucs. We'll see if that offensive explosion that they had against Washington last week is real or if Washington just really sucks. And the Lions are awesome. So they're favored by 7.5 in this one. Huge expectations for them this year. That'd be a nice win for them to get Tampa at home.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, the thing with Detroit, I don't think they played particularly well, but they played good enough in the L.A. game, that Sunday night game. The way they were able to run the football to close out the game was the thing.
Man.
They're just a tough – they got the mindset of their coach.
I love David Montgomery.
I love watching him run the football. And the reason I love him because of he's old school.
Yeah.
You know, and I know Jahmyr Gibbs is
I like him too.
Love him. Yeah. But, I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs didn't touch that ball on that drive. They gave it a month and said, hey, go win this football game.
Colts-Packers, both 0-1.
Packers, I mean, Malik Willis.
Packers can't be 0-2, not at home.
Malik is going to be the starter. Now, Malik just got there.
Yeah.
And we've seen what it looks like when he plays.
They might be 0-2.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to be a big Jacobs. They're going to have to get – he's going to have to do everything.
Yeah.
He's going to have to do everything, man. But Malik Willis, I don't know. I got to see it. I got to see it, dog.
Yeah, you kind of have.
I got to see it.
You've seen it a little bit. Jets-Titans, both those teams 0-1. I don't have a lot of faith in the Titans to not be 0-2. Jets can't be 0-2.
No, they can't.
Not with all the hype and expectation, plus also all the national TV games they have coming up in the first month of the season. Let's not start down that path again. But, it'll be interesting to see, kind of from the same perspective we're in here, Aaron Rodgers looked rusty week one.
He did.
How he looks week two with the same injury.
How does
that
Jets
Cousins
defense bounce back
yeah.
from getting their butt kicked, all right, and ran through like what do they call it? blank through a goose or something like that, a geese or whatever.
Like blank through a tin horn or something like that?
How do they bounce back from that? Because they got absolutely beat down by the 49ers.
Yes, they did.
And especially when you talk about a defense that everybody, you know, they laud as like one of the best. All they needed was an Aaron Rodgers and they'd be Super Bowl contenders. That's the side of the ball you need to get right, man.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll talk about some of the other NFL games that we didn't get to there in the 1 o'clock hour as well, because there's a lot of good ones coming up on Sunday for sure. We also, and Randy made this point earlier in the week, going 0-2 now isn't what it maybe was in a 16-game schedule, but you still don't want to do it. A lot of teams trying to stave off 0-2 this weekend. We'll come back and talk about the slate of college football games, maybe the best weekend tonight, actually. Arizona at K-State. We'll talk about where game day is in South Carolina, Boston College, Missouri, certainly the Georgia-Kentucky game coming up tomorrow night as well, and some of the random rivalry games that are being played in the third week of the season.
It's like all of them in the former Pac-12.
They got that one, but then you got Utah-BYU or something like that.
We know Cam Rising isn't playing.
Yeah, you got the backyard brawl between West Virginia and Pitt is this weekend.
Such a cool name.
Yeah, so you got some rivalries this weekend.
Backyard brawl.
We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Joiner?
Oh.
Funny.
Love me some Jody. But you need to stop. Okay?
Who?
Jody, she know I'm about to talk about her.
What happened?
Oh, no, because you remember the whole 15 miles an hour guy right here, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What my girl say? She said she's not sticking up for him.
Uh-huh.
But 15 miles an hour is doable. She said not by her, though. She said this. All right. But she had a friend who are obviously people at Orange Theory think that, you know, whatever, whatever.
Right, because that's where Abe did it, by the way. Def, right? That's where you did it, at Orange Theory, on those the treadmills.
Jody, you my gal. You know you are. You're our gal, but I don't want to hear that.
Well, I just –
No, I don't want to hear that.
Here's my thing about it is I don't know whether or not Abe can run 15 miles an hour or not. I understand he's done it on the treadmill before.
Abe cannot run 15 miles an hour on flat surface? No.
I don't think so either.
No.
But I really wanted to find out.
I know,
and
dude.
And so last night I was online searching for radar guns.
Yes.
Like
that's too much.
Little speed. They're kind of expensive, but I was willing to do it.
Why?
Because it would have been really – think about this. Just let me paint you a picture,
okay? All right.
Now, it sucks this can't happen because of Abe.
Right.
Abe ruined it.
Yes.
But we'll get to that in just a minute. Think of how fun it would be. We're all at my house next Saturday, birthday party. Everybody's hanging out. Family, friends. From past and present, it's going to be beautiful. Jersey Mike's going to be there. He just got the invite. Got a keg, whatever. We're drinking. We're having fun.
You got a keg?
Yeah, we're going to get a keg.
You said
you'd do a keg stand. You said this. It's on the air. You said it.
I said I would do that?
Yeah, at my party.
Y'all ain't big enough to hold me up.
We got tons of big people coming. Jarvis will be there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I think I'm solo because I think they're going to L.A. for my niece's birthday.
That's not the point. It's going to be fun. We're going to be having a good time.
Yeah.
Go across the street where we have a field, right?
Yes, there is.
Everybody comes across the street. You bring your solo cup, whatever you're drinking.
Right.
And Abe tries to run. We can take bets.
Yes.
We could set a line.
Yeah.
Whatever. We get a radar gun out there and watch as a crowd, and we can video it. We could live stream it if you want. To see whether or not Abe could do it, and we all find out in real time. That would have been the highlight of the party.
I mean, I just don't believe it. Now,
I don't believe it either.
If he can, fine.
And then if he didn't do it, we made him leave.
Yeah.
If he can't do it, he's got to go home.
Yeah,
if he does it, he comes in and has all the fun.
I just don't believe
it. But if he can't get the 15 miles an hour, then he has to go home. But unfortunately, because Abe's a party pooper.
Yes.
He can't even come to the party.
No.
So.
Damn it, Abe.
We're not going to do any of this.
I'm just
also, my brothers, you know, my brothers would have been trying to do it.
Yes.
They would have been trying to run 15 miles an hour. Got to get a baseball out so you can throw hard.
Yeah.
Might have had somebody throw their elbow out. This would have been great.
That's the thing about it. It's a party. Y'all bring it in and get to the competitive sports part of the party.
Yeah, get a couple beers in these guys and let them start being idiots.
And then somebody's going to get hurt.
Popping hamstrings.
Yep, somebody's going to get hurt.
Tommy John surgeries.
Yeah, somebody's going to get hurt, and that's all. That's the last thing that we need on a joyous occasion. But, yeah, I don't believe it. Now, if he does it, fine. I will applaud him. But
that's just a double clap?
That's it. Yeah, I'm not going to give a damn standing ovation. I'm not going to be rooting him on.
You're going to be rooting against him.
Yeah, I wouldn't even be rooting against him because if he did, I would be – it would be cool. It would be cool if he did that.
I think I'd be rooting against him.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't root against anybody to do well.
I do.
Yeah, I'm not.
To zero sum game.
Yeah, I'm not built like that to root for somebody to do bad.
If you do bad, I do better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So bring you down so I can do better.
But if that's the case, then you got to do it.
Nah, I'm not doing
it. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
If
that's the case, then you got to do it.
You don't have a sprinting contest at your 40th birthday. It's not a good idea for a 40-year-old hamstrings.
It really isn't, dude. It really isn't to get hurt.
I'm going to be drinking beer, hanging out, enjoying all the beautiful people that I love in my life being together. That's what I'm there for.
That's important, but I still don't believe it.
Abe would be there for competition.
Yeah.
But he can't come because he has to work.
Yeah. Way to go, Abe.
Hey, it's Friday, so that means that the high school scoreboard show is on this radio station. Probably the best show we do at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tonight at 8:20, Jeff Saturday is going to be on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Georgia High School Football Hall of Famer Jeff Saturday going to join the
scoreboard
show tonight.
Is he still coach here? I know he was coaching the last couple of years. I don't know if he still
doesn't say.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't say.
Okay. Well, hey, good for old Sam and him, man. That's always a fun show. I know Rusty was talking about it. The big game, Douglas, Buford at Douglas tonight is going to be one of those big games. Hopefully the weather cooperates for him and everything.
A lot of college football players, future college football players playing in that one. Let's talk about some current college football players. Arizona at Kansas State.
I love it.
You got a feeling on this one?
You might hear about it later.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Can I hear about it now?
I might hear about
briefly.
It. No, it's in my picks. Oh, as far as the game itself.
Yeah, just like for the sake of, you got it. You don't have to tell me who you're picking.
I think Arizona, I mean, they got explosive playmakers. They got a quarterback and they throw them out. They may have one of the top 10 players in all of college football, regardless of position, that receiver position.
Yeah, I would go – I'm look, as far as a duo, they might have the most dynamic receiver-quarterback, that connection duo of any team. I'm trying to think. Obviously, Brady Cook, yeah. Luther Burden, yeah, Missouri, that's maybe one that one. I mean, Quinn Ewers, I don't know who the number one receiver is there yet. Maybe that emerges. I don't know who the number one receiver is at Georgia. He's just got a bunch of them, so maybe it's more of a committee than anything. But, yeah, man, McMillan and Fifita,
they get down.
Guys are nasty.
They get busy. Now, the thing over there at Kansas State, they're very, very high on this kid, Avery Johnson. Yeah. Very, very highly of this young man. That's why nobody was really like, oh, man, we lost Will Howard to Ohio State. They love this kid right here. It's going to be crazy in Manhattan tonight. It's gonna be bonkers in Manhattan tonight for the home team. And I think because they're both in the same conference, but this is not a conference game, right?
This was scheduled before Arizona went to the Big 12.
Okay.
So this is a game between two teams in the Big 12 that's not a Big 12 game.
Which is
it's a non-conference game.
Which
so,
is like
so whoever loses isn't screwed over in the conference or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I don't have a great feeling on who's going to win the game. But the over under at 60.5.
I take that.
I like the over on that one. I like a lot of because I don't think Arizona can stop anybody.
Nope.
But I also think Arizona can score a lot of points. Alabama's going up to Wisconsin. That's going to be a crazy atmosphere as well. I mean, that's a proud fan base for sure. I don't really know what they are this year. They got the transfer quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke, from Miami. Mm-hmm. And obviously Luke Fickell, their coach, everybody knows is a very good coach.
Football coach.
Alabama kind of, I don't know, slogged through the South Florida game last week, scored four touchdowns in the fourth quarter. But I'll say this just about my brief experience watching Kalen DeBoer football teams.
Uh-huh.
This is the type of game that he goes in and kind of proves a point.
Right.
Like, Washington only had a couple big non-conference games the last couple of years. They were Michigan State, and there was one other one. And they blew the doors off those games. Like, they really – and it was a couple weeks into the season, so they kind of had their feet under them. I wouldn't be surprised if Alabama goes up there and kind of raises some eyebrows.
Well, they're two touchdown and 16-point favorite. Yeah. I like that number for them. The biggest thing, it's an early game. It's a noon game up there in Madison, and Madison is one of the best atmospheres, venues to watch and play a college football game, and it's always one of those situations you don't get to see a lot of Alabama versus Wisconsin. I think Alabama is very good, and slogging is a perfect word for it because you didn't – it was no like, oh, man, they're about to lose to South Florida. Like, I didn't – you remember last year's South Florida game, how it was?
Yeah, that was bad.
That was bad. I didn't view – even though they were still around, I didn't view this last game with South Florida against that. And like you said, they had the fourth quarter explosion. I think they're going to go up to take care of business.
I do, too. The only question mark I have with them is quite a few injuries, a few like question marks for Alabama on the offensive line.
But I don't
line.
Think Wisconsin is where Coach Fickell wants.
I don't either. I don't either.
He's too damn good of a coach not to get them back to where they once were, contending for Rose Bowls and all that. And I know that's not – you know, the landscape of college football is different. But, I mean, and the thing with Tyler Van Dyke is he's got talent, but he don't play up to his talent all the time.
Sure.
And especially against better competition.
If he did, he'd still be at Miami or he'd be in the NFL.
Exactly.
Game day is at South Carolina, LSU 1-1. Tough first week loss on national TV to USC.
He slammed his hand on the table like that.
Yeah, and they haven't lost since, Randy. South Carolina damn near lost to Old Dominion week one and then beat the hell out of Kentucky in Kentucky last weekend. I don't know, man. I think LSU's a lot more talented. I think LSU probably – there's not really a but. I think LSU probably wins this game. But, again, I don't have a great read on either one of these teams early in the season.
I think, you know, South Carolina, they're playing a young quarterback, and he's growing on the job. And he's uber talented as far as just his physical, his God-given ability, Sellers. But he's still young. He's still, and it's early game. It's going to be crazy, but it's not going to be like – something overwhelming for LSU.
All the analysis I've heard on this game is it's kind of weakness on weakness. Like all the stuff LSU sucks at, South Carolina sucks at stopping.
Right.
And all the stuff that South Carolina's really good at, LSU's really good at. So there's some strength on strength as well. But like, to me, you give the edge in talent. A lot of young guys in South Carolina,
LSU,
even though it's at home.
LSU talent-wise, it's not even close. It's not even close.
I think Missouri has a chance to prove a point with Boston College coming in.
The biggest thing with them is that Billy O wants to run the football. Can they stand? I mean, I know that Missouri went out, got some good transfers on the defensive line and everything. We know what Burton and all those boys are. But this is that test for LSU. I mean, I'm sorry, for Missouri, because we don't know what Missouri is. I don't know if they're better than the team they had on last year. And a lot of it has to do with a lot of pressure was taken off by the runner. Are they better? I mean, Burton can play any year. He's going to be that man. But are they a better football team collectively than they were last year? I still don't know.
Colorado State last year.
Remember how it was
crazy.
It was brutal.
It was 30 penalties, yeah. Dirty plays, all kinds of crap. Kind of a great game too.
Yeah.
And that was sort of like the peak hype, I think, of the last year sort of Deion stuff. They need to win this game.
Yeah, they need
convincingly.
To, yeah.
If they don't,
they need this game. It's a rivalry, and it was more of a rivalry last year, like you said, because everything, all the – that's when Travis Hunter got hit by that dude.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of just extracurricular activities. Like you said, there's flags thrown all over the
Colorado's place. Been looking forward to this game for a whole year.
Yes.
And this one's in Colorado – sorry, know, my bad. Colorado State.
Yeah, and we know been looking forward to this about game. This whole thing with these coaches.
Coaches talked a little trash last year in
coaches
the media
family
to each
talking,
other.
Coach's family yeah. taking shots at Deion yeah. and his family. Yeah. So, yeah. It's going to be – it's personal again.
It's going to be it's physical, and it's going to be grimy again.
I can't say physical with Colorado.
Well, cheap shots.
Yeah. Okay, cheap shots, okay.
Sorry.
Physical football, don't say Colorado.
Extracurricular physicality in this football
game.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to our picks against the spread. Each of us pick 4 games, 2 college, 2 pro. Find out how we did last week. I think it did bad again. And then we'll play some Sports Jeopardy as well on a Happy Hour Friday, live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday, broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Love to see you. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. We're just sitting here in the middle of the bar.
We're chilling.
Come by and say hi.
We're over here chilling.
Very approachable.
Try to find something. Keep talking.
Okay. Shout out to Benjamin Epstein. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, brother.
Celebrating having a what I refer to as a fitness beer.
You did. We got two partners right here sitting at the bar having fitness beers.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with the fitness beer.
Yeah, man. get a buzz and watch your waistline.
Yeah, man.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But, no, I saw this morning. What's his name? Because I know
Mike.
Tracy Rocker.
Joe. Oh, Tracy.
Tracy, yeah. Tracy, you know, who played the line coach with Georgia. Is that Tennessee now, I think. His son, I forgot his son.
Yeah, Kamar Rocker,
yeah, he's
right?
a big-time pitcher
yeah, yeah.
prospect. He pitched
yeah.
last night.
Yeah, yeah, made his debut.
The pictures of him and his wife were in Seattle watching the pitches. I thought that was so damn cool.
Very did well, too.
Yeah,
he did a nice job.
He got some stuff about him, man.
Yeah, because remember, he was like the number one overall pick or something,
yeah.
and then he had an injury, and then he had to go back and get drafted later,
yeah.
get signed as a free agent. Something was sort of a weird story about how it all went down, but super talented guy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, made his debut last night.
Good for him, man.
Looked like
good
he was really, really good.
Good for him. It was in Seattle, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's a good offense to debut against. If you could pick one, it'd be either them or the Braves. That's who you'd like to debut against.
No, don't get me started.
Very similar situations in those two teams right now. Great pitching staffs, horrible offenses, trying to scratch and claw your way into the playoffs. All right. Picks against the spread, then Sports Jeopardy. I'll throw it over to Abe. He'll let us know how we did last week as far as our picks. I know that I went 1-3 again, so I'm 2-6 on the year. Really need to bounce back off to a slow start.
That is correct. You are 1-3 and now 2-6. Let's see. Randy and Bo both went 2-2 last week. I also went 1-3. So Randy up top there right now with a 5-3 record. Bo and myself are 4-4, and Andy is 2-6.
All right. Well, we talked about the game today. Give me Arizona +7
Ooh,
at Kansas
okay.
State.
Okay.
South Carolina +6.5 versus LSU. San Fran -5 against the Vikings. And give me the Saints +6 versus the Cowboys.
I'm taking that LSU game as well, but I'm going LSU. I saw it at 7. I'll take it at 6.5. I don't care. But I think LSU covers whatever the number is. I got Tulane +13 at Oklahoma. Tulane played really good last week at Kansas State. I don't think Oklahoma's that good.
Okay.
They're getting 13. I think they can handle that. San Fran -5 at Minnesota, and then the Colts +2.5 against Malik Willis and the Green Bay Packers.
Damn Malik.
I love it when home teams get a bunch of points. Wisconsin's getting 16 at home versus Bama, so give me Wisconsin. Give me Cincinnati, -4 at Miami, Ohio. And then in the Somebody's Gotta Win It Bowl, give me the Commanders, -1.5 over the Giants. They'll probably tie.
It's going to be such an awful game.
And, give me the Colts, -2.5 versus Malik Willis.
Yeah, my bad. -2.5. Colts, -2.5 against the Packers. I said plus. Abe?
Yeah, I'm going to take Ole Miss -22.5 against Wake Forest. Ole Miss just seems to continue to be on that mission. Yeah, Wake's not good enough.
That's a good call.
LSU, I like them at 6.5. I also had previously had them at 7, but I'll take the half point there. Against the Gamecocks, just too much talent, as you guys discussed, and the offensive line will protect Nussmeier. I'm going to go Cowboys -6. I don't know if the Saints are that good. They might be good, but they're not that good. So I'll take the Cowboys in that one. This is the dumbest thing I could possibly do, but I'm supporting Daniel Jones here. Give me the Giants +2.5.
Hey, Abe, give me the Cowboys. Let me tell you, I'm a roll with you on that one. I think
so. You're switching from Saints to Cowboys.
Yeah, give me the Cowboys. Give me the Cowboys -6.
All right.
Yeah.
And then Daniel Jones. It's so stupid, but +2.5.
He can't play no worse than he did last week, right?
I don't know.
This is more about the teams.
What did Mark Schlereth say about? He said he was going to say something so mean we couldn't tell anybody.
Yes.
So I guess I can't repeat it.
Yes.
He promised I wouldn't tell anybody.
Yeah, even though he said it on live radio.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
I think Jaden's going to make even more rookie mistakes this week. He played relatively smart game.
Yeah, I mean, he did.
He'll settle into some mistakes this week.
He did what his God-given ability gave him. He's not there. Take off and run. Take off and run.
Two touchdowns running last week.
Yeah, man.
Take that.
And he had they were losing by like two touchdowns, and he had to do the Quan, though. I was like, oh, he had to score and do the dance.
Well, now Dan Quinn's telling him not to run unless it's designed. Did y'all see that?
Well, I mean,
probably smart.
Smart, but Dan can't
do that. Not get him killed.
But also, it's going to kill your offense.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Because guys are not getting open because you traded Jahan Dotson.
Part of what he does makes him great. All right, let's play some Sports Jeopardy here on a Happy Hour Friday. Randy.
You already want to answer?
No.
Which NFL?
Georgia.
Sorry. That's incorrect. please buzz in first. Which NFL team scored the fewest points in week
Randy.
One? Randy.
Scored the fewest?
Yes.
Was it the Panthers?
That is incorrect. They scored 10.
Oh. Mm.
Somebody scored less than that.
By the way, like 5 teams scored 10, one of which was
the Falcons. Falcons were one of those teams. I don't know. The Raiders.
That is incorrect. They may have also scored 10. The Giants. Daniel Jones.
Oh. Who I just scored 3?
Who I just placed my support behind.
Got
6 whole points.
6. Well
in week 1. How many consecutive Cy Young Awards did Maddox, Glavine, and Smoltz? Andy.
Oh. Maddox, 5.
That is incorrect.
What's the question?
How many consecutive Cy Young Awards did Maddox, Glavine, and Smoltz win for the Braves in the 1990s?
How many? You said consecutive?
Yes.
4.
That is correct. They won from 93, 94, 95, 96.
For the Braves.
Pedro won in 97. Glavine again
in
88.
But Maddox won in 92 in Chicago.
92 is with Chicago. So Randy's off to a 1-0 lead. Which NFL award did Mike Vick win in 2010?
Randy.
Randy.
The comeback player.
Comeback player of the year is correct. 2-0, Randy. In 2020, which AL rookie set a new record by hitting 10 home runs in a single postseason?
Andy.
Andy.
Randy or Rosarena?
That is correct.
No clue.
Arthur Blank bought the Falcons before the 2002 NFL draft. Which running back was the team's first round selection?
Randy.
Randy.
My man, T.J. Duckett.
T.J. Duckett is correct. The first-round pick that season. Besides the Braves and Cubs, which two teams, both west of the Mississippi, did Greg Maddux also pitch for? Andy.
The Padres and the Dodgers.
That is correct. We are Randy leading 3-2. The Atlanta Hawks have only had the number 2 overall draft pick one time. Who Andy. Did they? Andy.
I don't know.
Marvin Williams.
And Andy has tied it up.
Bremerton's finest. They don't blame him.
Chris Paul's sitting right there,
true.
Damn it.
It's not Marvin's fault.
Wasn't trying to fire you up that way.
It's the Hawks' fault.
I got three questions left. We are tied. Before coaching at Georgia, which two schools did Tom Crean serve as head coach for? I think I heard Randy first.
Marquette and Indiana.
That is correct. Marquette and Indiana. If Randy gets this one, it's over. If not, we continue. Former Navy quarterback Keenan Reynolds set what FBS touchdown record while playing with Navy?
Randy. QB rushing record. I mean, touchdown.
Say it again, sorry.
Touchdowns. QB touchdowns.
That is incorrect.
What, can you ask the question again?
Former Navy quarterback Keenan Reynolds set what FBS touchdown record while playing from 2012 to 2015?
Rushing touchdowns for a quarterback?
I said that.
That is what he said. I'm sorry, I can't count that. It was actually career rushing touchdowns all players. I know you're mad, but like I have to.
Now, hang on a second. What did you say? Ask the question again the way that you said it.
Former Navy quarterback Keenan Reynolds set what FBS touchdown record while playing from 2012 to 2015?
I thought you said quarterback record. Got it. Okay.
I did not.
So he just scored the most touchdowns of anyone?
Rushing. All players. Monte Ball of Wisconsin was second.
Right. Okay.
We're tied 4-3. I have one question left.
Tied 4-3.
He's flustered.
He's
flustered.
Because I knew he was going to get mad when I wasn't going to count it.
I didn't say anything, did I?
You don't have to say it.
I didn't say anything.
So all the people here at Twin Peaks Kennesaw saw the arms go.
I didn't say anything.
All right. Chance to tie Andy or Randy wins. What pair of two-time Masters champions
whatever.
Share a last name?
Randy. Tiger Woods and Bear Woods.
There was a guy that won it named Wood.
There we go.
That is incorrect.
Pair of two times Masters champions have the same last name?
Yes.
Jeez. Horton Smith and somebody else Smith.
That is incorrect. Tom Watson and Bubba Watson.
Oh
crap.
The Watsons.
Randy wins. Randy wins
4-3.
The damn Watsons.
Dang it.
Who would have known? Very, very irritating. You didn't get to me. I was like, hold on, what? All-time rushing. Gotcha, Abe. Really? I was there with you, brother. You wanted to count it. You wanted to count it, but that's okay right there. Real quick, shout out to C. C is at the lake, it looks like, with a Coors Light. And he got to drink the pain away.
Not very optimistic there from C. Drink the pain away before. You can't pre-drink the pain away,
damn,
can you?
I don't think so. You can't because you got to sleep and wake up.
You never know. The Falcons might play awesome on Monday night, go up to Philly and beat the Eagles. Anything's possible.
Anything is, though. I'm not counting them out.
Crazier things have happened.
I'm not counting them out this game.
Yeah, neither am I. We'll come back. We'll get to the final hour of the week. Big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. We'll let you hear a little chunk of the Raheem Morris interview from Dukes and Bell yesterday coming up at 1:20 as we continue talking about what it's going to take for the Falcons to do that, to beat the Eagles in Philadelphia on Monday. And, of course, the AMA to wrap things up. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.